Nikki and DeMello in the morning.
97.3 Coast FM.
Nikki, how many times when you've been shopping have you encountered wildlife?
Shopping, not many.
Not many. Okay.
No.
Well, apparently yesterday shoppers were rather surprised to discover a somewhat splendid looking turkey checking out the bargains at the Hype outlet store at Watertown in Perth.
Bloody
CBD.
Turkey.
Actually, I mean, I say it was shopping. It may have worked there. I don't know. It could have been security.
Don't assume.
Yeah, you don't want it. You don't really know. I mean, I guess we expect, if it comes to birds, we kind of expect to see random bin chickens, not turkeys.
Yeah, or a seagull.
Seagulls, there you go. But no. Where would it even
not
come
a turkey.
From?
Turkey. I don't know. Like, there's no farms around the area, is there?
It's not Thanksgiving. It's not Christmas. It's like, it's.
I have no idea.
I don't understand.
I have no answers for you. And. Turkeys aren't particularly aggressive, so you can't say that it would be a security bird.
Well, I don't know.
Turkeys are very, like...
I've never annoyed a turkey, so... And I suspect that, anyway, yesterday won't be the last time you see random wild turkey in the CBD.
We see that every weekend, don't you?
Exactly right.
Morning.
Nikki and DeMello back aboard. WA now softening things up with Queensland.
Yes.
It's gone from a hard-boiled egg to a soft-boiled egg now.
Mm-hmm.
The border, if you're wondering.
And we're going soft-boiled with New Zealand as well.
I know.
How exciting.
It's runny yolks everywhere, isn't it?
This is very exciting for me because I was meant to go to New Zealand last year.
All right,
we had
okay.
a holiday planned, a ski holiday.
Wow.
And now it's open.
Wow. Did you get a credit?
It's on the horizon. We didn't actually, we'd booked our flights, but we had used points. So we didn't actually spend our money. So they gave our points back. So that was lucky for us. And a lot of other people have been, because you get your credit for a certain amount of time.
12 months. Because I did the same thing with Adelaide. I booked a trip to Adelaide,
but
which
then,
didn't happen.
Like if you had a holiday planned last year in March when things, you have to book something again and then postpone it again to make sure you get your credit
you
again.
Keep it. Exactly.
So you know, you just got to book something and know you're not going and be like, oh, well, I have to cancel that again.
It's a good call, actually, though. If you remember, in 12 months, I need to go and rebook it.
Yeah.
But anyway, Queensland travellers will still have to quarantine, but they can come through. And obviously, yes, it's the start of good things for those that want to go to our, across the Dutch.
New Zealand, I think the end of
new
April.
Holiday island.
Yes. Mm. And they can all come over here. Well, I think they were already coming over here.
I think they were for a long time.
Yeah. So it's just us. We're just now allowed to go over there.
Yeah, that's right.
How nice of them.
There's a lot of talk at the moment about the right to disconnect, which allows workers to refuse after-hours contact through text and emails.
Mm, I like that. I think I'm already practicing that.
Very nice. It's good for some. Okay, I remember, this is how old I am. I remember when mobiles and emails and stuff first kind of came on the scene.
What was that like?
It was a change, I tell you now. But it was exactly what people were talking about 25-odd years ago.
Yeah.
And here we are only just now contemplating doing something about it because it's just eaten into people's time. Like, you're just expecting after-hours work of some variety.
Well, that's like
holidays work as
well. Disconnect it from my home. Like, it's only on this my work computer that I've got emails. I don't have it on my phone. I used to have it on my phone. Thought, you know what?
I don't need to know
till tomorrow.
So France has legislated first. Victoria police have just signed up to abide by it. Now large unions are pushing for it here to combat overwork. Oh, look, I think it's a good idea.
I think it's a good idea. You're only paid while you're at work. Why should you be doing anything for work?
Yes.
Although outside of it.
I'm sure it may mean that some people get paid a little less. Because, you know...
Yeah, well,
you know,
if you're on call, I think that's fair enough.
Yeah.
If that's what you're getting paid for.
Anyway, bring it on.
Yeah.
If only we had stronger unions that could actually do something about these things. Remember the days when unions could do things?
No, I don't.
No, you don't. You're too young. That's right. Now, at the age of only 40, Kim Kardashian West has managed to join the billionaire club.
This is funny because... This was like last year she claimed she'd joined the billionaire club or Forbes did or whatever. You know how they do this?
They say she's
a billionaire and they're like, oh, wait, no, she's not.
Because
But you just said that she is.
It's Forbes that announced it again. Her net worth has increased to $1 billion up from $780 million in October.
I don't understand.
Maybe she'd earned, who knows.
But
anyway,
yeah.
It's all thanks
official
to
now.
Uber popular KKW Beauty and her shapewear line Skims.
Yes.
All right. So it's undies, Nikki.
That's where the big bucks are.
Clearly, that's the path I'm destined to follow. Mm-hmm. I'll start with a men's range, and I've got
or a
name
beauty,
in mind.
Beauty line.
Well, no, I'm thinking I'll save that. I don't know quite what to call a men's range of beauty products, but
okay.
I've got an idea. Sacks for knackers, or I guess knackers sacks would be my range of men's undies.
Mm.
And then you could do knackers socks as well. And then eventually, I guess I'd move into ladies' intimate apparel, and that'd be knickers for knockers.
Knickers for knockers. Goodness me.
Okay, I'm keeping the theme. You know what I'm saying?
Hmm. You'll be right up there. Kim's worried already.
I'll put you down for a few. What do you reckon?
Oh, no, thank you.
Nikki and Zamello's three things you need to know.
First of all, Roadie for Roadies is an effort to support the music industry's, you know, supporting industry, like folks.
People that make it all come together.
The important ones in the music industry who are still, after 12 months of dramas with COVID, still suffering. Mm. So it's a day where you can go for a leisurely walk followed by a whole bunch of great family activities, prizes to be won. In WA, they're doing it all over the country. WA, it's happening Sunday, kicking off from the Lucky Shag near the Bell Tower.
Nice.
Entry's $30, free T-shirt, face mask, includes water and sunscreen. And all proceeds go to Support ACT. Search Roadie for Roadies on Moshtix to secure your spot and help out the entertainment industry.
Yeah, nice.
The Beauty Index is a chance for blokes from all over regional spots to try something different in the form of dance. I bet you've never had a chance to do like a dance thing before.
The Beauty Index doesn't really make me think of dance either.
No. Well, it's just for something a little bit different. And they've been doing it in places like Moran, Kalgoorlie and I believe Harvey. Mandurah's turn is next. There's a week of training ahead of the performance. One-off performance. No training necessary. Well, they'll give you the training. No experience is necessary. You don't need any background in it. Just got to turn up and be keen.
Nice.
Just need to get in touch with Mark at Manpack before April 16, if you want to get involved. And there's a whole bunch of days today in this day, April 7th. Mm. It's World Health Day.
Okay.
It's National No Housework Day.
Oh, I like that one.
You can link those nicely.
I can do that easy.
It's National Walking Day.
Oh, there nice. You
know? And it's also, perhaps most importantly, National Beer Day.
Beer Day, so
which works on World Health Day. I think it, like, you know, I mean, people have been purifying their water with, you know, the simple process of brewing it up with a few grains and letting it ferment and stuff. Like, that's how people got decent water back in the days when we didn't have water on tap.
Mm.
They purified it by brewing it.
There you go.
It's my excuse. Now, it is, Nikki, National Beer Day.
It is.
Does that answer the question of what you should drink on a first date?
Well, it could. There has been a study done to find out which drink order is most likely to get you a second date.
Harvey Wallbanger. And that's that.
So this is like, you know, if you see your date sit down, they order some ridiculous cocktail and you think, oh my goodness, I don't think I can date this person.
Okay, so anything served in a coconut, probably not going to get you a second date?
Maybe. So the survey found that 60% of men surveyed admitted that their date's bad drink order would be a deal breaker.
Okay.
And they also believe that 62% believe it can reveal their true personality. So 3 out of 5 surveyed said a classic cocktail would make a great impression. Also ordering a gin and tonic or a Manhattan would impress your date.
Okay.
So that's something to remember.
Right.
So the one that was rated highest for a bad impression was a daiquiri.
Really?
Or a Long Island iced tea. They came in at the highest.
Well, Long Island iced teas really aren't made for first dates.
It's a heavy drink. You've got to think, if someone's ordering that, either, wow, they must really think this is going bad, like they need something to get through it, or
they're very comfortable.
They are crazy.
Very, well, yes, that too. I was going to say very comfortable with you, but yes, indeed.
There you go.
Just need topping up when there's a Long Island iced tea.
So if you do
out.
Need the extra alcohol, maybe just bring a little flask with you. You could just do a little under the table, you know? Don't make it so obvious.
Bring back the flask.
97.3, Coast FM. The Coast Feed.
And with entertainment news delivered live from a plane en route to Auckland, Nikki Parkinson.
See ya. Kim Kardashian is officially a billionaire. Forbes dropped their annual World's Billionaires list today, and for the first time, despite previous confusion, Kim Kardashian is officially on the list with the heavy hitters. According to the magazine, Kardashian joined the Billionaires Club thanks to the success of KKW Beauty and Skims, along with many other ventures. Forbes estimates that Kardashian is now worth around $1 billion, up from $780 million in October last year.
Now, this is the same list that has listed Gina Reinhart as Australia's richest person. Yep. And she comes in at only number 70-ish on that list for the world.
Yeah.
There you go.
Dave Grohl has written a book. The Foo Fighters frontman made an Instagram account to tell some of his crazy stories and anecdotes last year during lockdown.
I bet he's got a few.
Yep, and now he's turned that into a book. The book will be called The Storyteller, Tales of Life and Music, and we'll share stories that only a guy like Dave Grohl could have, like the time he went swing dancing with AC/DC, or when David Bowie told him to F off. Grohl said in a statement, from my early days growing up in the suburbs of Washington to hitting the road at the age of 18 and all the music that followed, I can now share these adventures with the world as seen and heard from behind the microphone. Turn it up.
Cool.
The Storyteller, the Tales of Life and Music is due out on the 5th of October, and something tells me it'll be a great prezzy under the Christmas tree for a lot of people. There's a Hollywood rumour that our very own Russell Crowe and Chris Hemsworth are producing a sequel to the box office smash Gladiator.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Ooh, yes, I would be.
I would be, that's for sure. The plot would reportedly have Hemsworth play the son of Crowe's character, the late Maximus. If this sequel rumour is true, we apparently have Chris's wife, Elsa Pataky, to thank because she's the one that gave them the idea, often joking that Crowe and Hemsworth could easily pass off as each other's father and son. The first film earned over $400 million worldwide and earned 11 Oscar nominations back in 2001. Until then, we can see the two together in the Marvel sequel for Thor: Love and Thunder, which Crowe has just landed himself a role in. He's going to be alongside Chris Hemsworth, Natalie Portman, Matt Damon, and Christian Bale, who is set to be the villain in Thor: Love and Thunder, which is out in May next year. And the new James Bond flick, No Time to Die, officially has another release date.
The name's Bond. James Bond.
Well, so what is it now?
Well, it's going to be out on October 8th this year globally after it's been set back a number of times. But Daniel Craig will return for one last time alongside Oscar winner Rami Malek.
Could be 150 when this movie actually gets released.
Nikki and DeMello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.